In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, on the day of our baptism, we came to the church possessing physical life, but we did not have supernatural life. And so in the interrogation the priest gave to us, or perhaps to our godparents, at the beginning of the ceremony, asking what we wanted, we asked to have eternal life. And then we went through this ritual of the baptismal ceremony, which had us undergo a symbolic death. The pouring of the waters on our head was like a symbolic drowning in the waters of baptism, whereby we die with Christ, and then there's this symbolic rising up from the waters, rising up to a new life. What was not symbolic is that when the water was poured on our heads, the death of sin was driven from our soul. And there's a new life that entered into our soul, supernatural life, and a life that was not there before. This is what St. Paul means in today's epistle when he says, we were buried with Christ by means of baptism into death, in order that just as Christ has arisen from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in newness of life. So before our baptism, there was nothing supernatural in our soul. There was no supernatural life. We could do nothing in the supernatural realm. We were dead in that realm. We couldn't move in that realm. You know, if you see an animal on the side of the road and you're wondering, is this animal dead or alive? Say it's a dog. You go up to the dog and you nudge the dog. You perhaps tap it with your foot. And if the dog moves, if it has the power of self-movement, you know it's alive. But if it does not move, then you conclude it's dead. Life is the power of self-movement. And we have supernatural life when we're able to move in the supernatural order. We're able to do things in the supernatural order. If we do not have the life of grace, we cannot do anything in the supernatural order. When we do have that life, we are able to move. So with baptism, our soul becomes alive with this new type of life. There's a new type of life in our soul. This supernatural life, it doesn't replace our physical life. We obviously still have the same physical life we had before, but it penetrates. It goes into that physical life, and it elevates it to the supernatural level. So the life of God goes inside of our soul, and it gives our soul new capabilities, whereby we can act on the supernatural order. It goes inside of our mind, and our mind is now able to grasp something of the mysteries of the faith. Our mind is able to understand something of the supernatural order for us to judge things according to the mind of God. We speak of these four gifts of the Holy Ghost, which concern the mind, you know, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and counsel. But we start to see things with our mind on the supernatural level. That life, that supernatural life, penetrates also our free will, that other spiritual power in our soul. And we're then able to start to make choices. We're able to choose things for the supernatural order. We're able to choose, make choices for our life that will help us save our soul. We are able to love God above all things, more than ourselves, more than our families, more than everything. We're able to choose supernatural goods above natural goods. In the epistle, St. Paul focuses especially upon one capability that this life, this supernatural life, gives us. And this is a new capability. It's the ability to refuse sin, to say no to sin. When we do not have the life of grace in our soul, he says, we are slaves to sin. It's not that people who don't have grace, it's not like they're sinning all the time, like every waking moment of their life, they're committing a sin. They're certainly doing some good things on the natural level, but what this means is that when sin calls a soul without grace, that soul does not have the power to resist. It's like a slave with regards to his master. You know, in the time when they had slavery and someone was a slave of someone else, that slave had to do whatever the master asked. And if he refused, then he could possibly lose his life. You know, there was no choice. It was like there was no free will. So someone who is a slave has somehow lost free will. And so those who are without grace become slaves to sin. Typically, there's a certain area of morality they struggle with. And when the temptation comes, when it appeals to them, when sin calls to them, they cannot refuse. They have no resources to say no. But with this life of grace, with this new life in our soul, the supernatural life, we have power over sin. We have the ability, the capacity to refuse sin, to say no to sin. We are in our own power. We are able to move in the supernatural order and say, I do not want that. I refuse that. So St. Paul even speaks of the soul becoming dead to sin, that under the power of grace, we can even reach a point to where we don't even care about sin. You think of people who have overcome great addictions, and now when their addiction is conquered, perhaps they can reach a point where they're not even attracted anymore to the thing they were formerly addicted to. And this is what grace can do to our soul. It can make us even lose the attraction for sin. You know that one of the heresies in the history of the church was something called Pelagianism. Pelagianism was the idea that basically you didn't need God to get to heaven. You could get to heaven on your own strength. You didn't need grace to get to heaven. The Council of Trent condemned this idea, saying, if anyone shall say that a man may be justified before God by his own works, whether done through the teaching of human nature or of the law, without the grace of God through Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. So the main point is that without the life of grace, without this supernatural life, we do not have the power to overcome sin. We do not have the power to do anything in the supernatural order. We cannot save our soul. And my dear faithful, it's so important that we be conscious of this fact, that we have a supernatural life dwelling within us. You have the life of God, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, dwelling in your soul. You are temples of the Holy Ghost. And just like with other capabilities that you have, it's just something there that has to be lived. It's something that has to be used. We have to exercise this life. We have to live this life by means of faith. Because we can just have it lay there dormant without making use of it. You know how we have this power with our body to where if most of the time we're not thinking about various parts of our body or feeling every part of our body at every time. But we have the ability, if I want to think about my toes, for instance, then I can feel my toes. Normally speaking, I'm not aware of my toes being there. But if I think about them, then I can start to feel, okay, what is my big toe feeling right now, for instance, unless, of course, our member is in pain. So too with the supernatural life. If I think about our Lord dwelling in my soul, if I call upon this life, if I try to exercise this life, this is part of what makes it come into action. I have this capability. I have this life dwelling within me. Let me think upon it. Let me think about the fact that our Lord is dwelling in my soul. Let me call upon him, ask him, for instance, in time of temptation to assist me. Or, I'm suffering and I know that he's there. I make an act of resignation to him. I have a need. There's some difficulty I'm facing and I need something. I remember he is there. I turn to him and I call upon him for assistance. This is an example of, these are examples of living that supernatural life. I'm conscious that it's there, and I exercise that life. I dwell with our Lord abiding in me. And this is the invitation of our Lord to the apostles at the Last Supper: abide with me. And he's of course speaking of abiding with him spiritually. So just this to try to develop this habit as our supernatural life grows over time, as we become more fervent as a Catholic, as we become holier over time, this practice of turning towards our Lord, of recalling, our Lord is dwelling in my soul. I turn to our Lord, I ask him advice, I tell him to direct me, I offer myself to him to be his instrument. I ask him to act in me, I ask him to guide me. I adore him dwelling in my soul. I make an act of love towards him. These sorts of things. This is the living of our supernatural life that we've been given through baptism. It is certainly by doing those things that St. Paul was able to write those incredible words: "It is not now I who live, it is Christ who lives in me." And also the saint of today, Saint Jerome Emilian. Saint Jerome Emilian was a soldier. He was just a worldly soldier fighting for the state of Venice back in the day. I believe it was the 1600s. And he got captured by the enemy army. He was thrown into prison. And when he was in prison, he called for a priest. You know, he went to confession. He had that life of grace restored to his soul. And he started to pray. And he started to live that supernatural life. And when he got out of prison, he was converted. He entered the seminary. He became a priest. He gave away all of his property. And he started to do charitable works. People, in other words, were witnessing the life of Christ dwelling within him. He was acting, but it was our Lord now that was acting through him. He founded three orphanages. He founded a house for converted prostitutes. He founded a hospital. He ended up dying caring for sick people. He contracted the disease of these people he was taking care of. This is an example for us of how the supernatural life that we believe exists in our soul can direct our actions if we develop this ability to live that life, to actually be conscious of it dwelling within us and live according to that life. So, my dear faithful, that new life, we have to realize that supernatural life that it is in us is the only real life. We all know that our physical life is going to end. The physical life is limited. We're all going to die one day. The physical life cannot last. It's not, in other words, it's not a true life because it doesn't live. It doesn't always live. It goes away. Whereas that supernatural life is an eternal, undying life. It is the life in us that is going to remain forever. And we are already living that life right now. This is the whole thing with our life. We are meant to live the supernatural life on this earth. And then when we die, we just continue living that supernatural life with God for all eternity. So we live that life. We increase in that life by becoming more fervent in our prayers. We think about what we're saying. We mean what we say when we're praying. We turn more frequently, more naturally towards our Lord. We start to think more like our Lord, see things more from his perspective. We start to behave more like our Lord. We reflect our Lord Jesus Christ more in our actions. And this is, as I say, the great work of our life, This is the meaning of our life. This is what is supposed to happen. So for accomplishing that, let us especially ask Our Lady, who we call the Mother of Grace. We know that this is precisely the characteristic of Our Lady's life, that everything she did was under the influence of grace. Everything she did was just simply a reflection of the movements of God in her soul. She was always living this life in intimate closeness with our Lord. So she wants to assist us. She wants to give us the same capacity such that we always act in Christ, with Christ. So, you know, St. Louis de Montfort, he recommends that we do all things in union with Our Lady so that that life of Christ may be fruitful in us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.